Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm Dave DeFore. I'm joined as I am every Wednesday morning by Mo DeKeel. And Mo, we had to jump on a little bit early because we are so fired up about this double overtime game in Denver that the Nuggets finally won.
I'm so fired up, Dave. I don't even want the intro. I just want to go. We didn't even introduce the podcast. Let's just go.
We're in. The Nuggets beat the Blazers in Game 5 to take a 3-2 series lead, 147 to 140. And, you know, even though we've been hitting those kind of numbers in regulation, Mo, those numbers are still insane. And this game was just nuts. It was haymakers, back and forth. Nobody played any defense in this one. The Nuggets jump out to an early big lead. I mean, they were just demolishing the Blazers' defense. They had nothing for them. And then in the second quarter, Damian Lillard showed up.
I mean, Dame got hot. I mean, he started out a little bit slow. He catches fire in the second quarter, and the Nuggets just kind of crumble. Everything they had built up in that first quarter, almost a quarter and a half, Dave. Like, you know, they build up a 20-point lead comfortable. It looks like they're about to blow them out, and Dame just goes like, not on my watch. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and the Blazers had a 37-point second quarter, which was after the Nuggets had a 38-point first quarter. They go into the half down three, which, you know, if you're the Nuggets, you're probably feeling like you were lucky to even have a lead after how hot Dame got. And then in the third, it was more of Dame. And the Blazers took a lead. Nuggets fight back early in the fourth, and they actually come back in this game without Jokic, which was a good sign for them because, you know, they're winning this series with Jokic on the court. It's when he's off the court that they're having issues. You got to like what you saw out of the bench there early in the fourth.
Solid. I mean, they got big play from guys like Monty Morris. Michael Porter Jr. had a big game. We're gonna get into him a little bit. Jamichael Green hit some big shots down the stretch. I mean, they got big games from guys that they haven't been getting games from, you know. Monty Morris finished with 28 points, Dave.
And a missed layup and a couple missed free throws. But, you know, we're not going to count all
that. That's just because you're angry, okay?
I don't like overtime. All right, so here's kind of the story of the end of the game. Jokic hits a three to put the Nuggets up 110 to 108 with about five to go. And then he fouls out Yusuf Nurkic for the third time in the series, Mo. I mean, he is just absolutely going at Nurkic. And Nurkic is the only guy who's able to hold up defensively on the Blazers. And so you just have this expectation. Nurkic goes out of the game. It's a two-point game. The Nuggets are leading. 4 minutes left. And I am just immediately thinking the Blazers are done.
I mean, there's no way not to think that. Every time it's happened in those two other games, the Blazers have lost and it's not looked pretty. You've had to rely on guys like Enes Kanter, Carmelo Anthony, Robert Covington, all guarding Jokic. None of them can do that. Most teams don't have a guy that can guard Jokic. Nurkic does a good job on Jokic, about as good as you can possibly do on a guy like him. And so when he fouls out, everybody always just goes like, okay, Jokic is about to eat.
Yeah, and I thought Nurkic got a little bit of a tough whistle tonight, but it's just one of those series. And when you have Jokic and the way he bangs inside, you're going to pick up fouls, and it is what it is. But, you know, the Blazers also have Damian Lillard. And so he hits a three with 3 seconds left to tie it up and send it to overtime. But the way he got this three, Mo, was a little bit, I'm not going to say shady, because certainly the replay does show a foul, but Austin Rivers is called for a phantom shooting foul on a Damian Lillard three with about 8 seconds to go, 9 seconds to go. And it's reviewed. And there is clearly no contact. But Mo, it seems like the foul was actually on the ground and they wound up reversing it to the right call.
Yeah, they used instant replay and got this one right. I'm confident that the foul was on the floor. When you saw the replay, you're like, there's no way there was a foul on the shot. You know, and that's why Rivers, as soon as he landed, immediately was doing the twirl sign of, yo, review this. Got to review this one. And he was right. There wasn't a foul on the shot. There was one on the ground. And with instant replay, you're able to make that call if you're the official. So they did get that right.
Yeah. We had a pretty back and forth overtime, and the Nuggets were up three with seconds to go. And Mo, look, if you didn't watch this game, I bet you could guess what happened at the end of that first overtime.
Oh, I mean, just here's the thing. Everybody knows where the ball's going. Get it out of his hand. Anybody but they, even in regulation, Dave, when they have a second shot at this and coming out of the inbounds, why don't you have two guys on Dame? Like, what? Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just simple coaching. Like, anyone but Dame. CJ had a bad shooting night. I'm not worried about Covington shooting a three. Melo might hit it. Fine, I'll live with that. Just not Dame. I don't want him taking the shot.
Well, Dame took the shot. And see, this is the issue, is that he made too many of those. And I got to ask you, Mo, because, you know, you had two end-of-game situations with a three-point lead. And it seemed like actually there were three possessions, if you want to count the non-shooting foul. Three opportunities there, up three with seconds left in the game. And it didn't seem like Denver was going for the foul up three on any of those. Do you have any idea, like, is there any justification in your mind for this?
I can let pass on the last one because Dame is bringing the ball up. It's a live ball situation. The first one was off of a free throw, I believe, and they're bringing the ball up. You have enough time to say, yo, you got to foul him. And Rivers is a veteran. He knows well enough, and they had a foul to give. So you take one there early, put the Blazers in a tough spot. The one in between, the one where Dame gets it in regulation, you got to foul as soon as he catches it, period. So I can forgive some of it, but the philosophy should just be foul, and all your guys should know it in this instance. I'd rather even Dame take the three free throws than the 3-point shot. Like, I'll live with it. The fear is the 4-point play, but still, like, you live with it.
Yeah. And so anyway, we get a second overtime. We get more free basketball. We get 10 free minutes tonight, Mo. And so the story of the second overtime, I mean, I thought Denver looked more poised. They hit more shots. Austin Rivers had a pretty good game, the one turnover aside at the end of the first OT. And there was a play that I thought kind of sealed this game for Denver. Jokic was in the, around the elbow, posting up. Aaron Gordon makes a beautiful cut to the basket and draws the weak side defender in. And Jokic floats just this, like, duck right over the top of Robert Covington to Michael Porter, who hits a three. And that iced the game for the Nuggets. And now they lead 3-2. And if you're the Nuggets, you probably feel pretty good to have withstood 55 points and 12 made threes, a new NBA playoff record from Damian Lillard, and come away with a win.
Yeah, I got a stat for you from my man, Shakir Salmon. Dame in OT and in double overtime, 17 points, 6 of 8 shooting, including a ridiculous bank three, which we didn't even give enough time to. All the other Blazers in OT and double overtime, 2 points, 1 of 19 for shooting.
That's why they call it Dame time.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Nets beat the Celtics. That series is over, Mo. They won 4-1. Look, the Nets are very, very talented. And the Celtics don't have as much talent, even healthy. But they also don't have health. They're down three starters, especially in this game. No Kemba, no Rob Williams. It was just too much Brooklyn. And the Boston just didn't have enough, Mo.
I mean, that's the whole series. I mean, once Jalen Brown's out, you know you're in trouble. And I think it would have been more interesting with Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Marcus Smart healthy. All three of them in there at the same time could have made this a little bit more interesting. But the result probably would have been the same. Nets in five.
You see anything from the Nets in this series that gives you pause when we look ahead to the Milwaukee Bucks?
I mean, they really struggled just guarding Robert Williams. And it's like, okay, good luck guarding Giannis now. You know, yeah, that's going to be the big question.
I worry about that matchup for them big time. And we just watched the way that the Bucks handled Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler defensively. I mean, they attacked them relentlessly. And I thought they did a pretty good job. And I just don't know who on Brooklyn can keep those guys out of the paint.
No one. They're not doing that. They're hoping their offense is gonna make up for everything, which it very well might. That's how potent their offense is. But it's gonna be a fun series, Dave.
Yeah. Suns Lakers game five. I'll be honest here, it's wrapping up as we're recording because it's such a blowout and the Suns are up 30 with about 18 seconds to go. And this game, Mo, probably was over before it started. No Anthony Davis. I mean, we saw what they look like after he went down in game four. Lakers don't have much offense if Anthony Davis isn't out there and if LeBron is struggling. And, you know, just no help for LeBron out there tonight. He wound up with 24 points. But Devin Booker was great, especially early, 30 points in this game. Chris Paul looked pretty good, but then seemed to aggravate that shoulder injury and had to leave the game. And so, of course, we'll keep an eye on that. But for the Lakers, like, this is just tough. They don't have the bodies right now.
It's just too many injuries. KCP couldn't finish the game. I think Wesley Matthews got banged up during this game. You know, they're just too many injuries, and it's just beginning to look like that's going to be the end of the Lakers season. But we got to give a shout out real quickly to Cameron Payne, who was freaking phenomenal in the first quarter. Finished the game with 16 points. Pretty sure most of that was in the first quarter and just was made it so difficult for the Lakers overall in that instance. And you know, we'll see what happens in game six, but it doesn't look good for the Lakers.
We got four games tonight. Mo, I don't know why the NBA decided to do this, but four games is going to be an epic playoff night. First game, Wizards Sixers game five. Sixers lead that series 3-1. Mo, Sixers going to close it out tonight?
I think so. Even without Joel Embiid, I think they close this one out. They'll be more comfortable. I don't think Ben Simmons will get first half foul trouble like he did in the last game.
Hawks-Knicks game five. I think the Hawks probably close this one out. Just so much talent there.
It's cold in here, Dave, because the ice tray, man. It's cold in here.
Grizzlies-Jazz. Hey, look, Grizzlies have been hanging tough. The Jazz shooting the lights out the last few games. I think the Grizzlies could steal this one, but I don't know, man. Winning in Utah, pretty tough.
It's over. Utah's winning this one. That one, they're sending the Grizzlies home. Time for hibernation for the Bears.
Mavs Clippers back in LA. Series tied 2-2. Luka's still hurting. Got that cervical strain in his neck. What are you thinking?
That one's the wild card, Dave. I got no feel for it because every time I think I have the handle on the Clippers, they lay up a stinker.
Oof. Yeah, every time the Clippers think they have a handle on the Mavericks, they beat them at home. So let's see what happens in LA. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all the other shows we have at The Athletic. Go and check out the website. Go subscribe to the shows you want to listen to on the app so you get notifications every time a new episode drops. If you haven't already subscribed to The Athletic, go to theathletic.com/dailyding and sign up now. Thank you guys for waking up with us. Mo, send them to work.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code The Athletic. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.